Good morning. It is time for another Tom and Shane podcast. We're here every Tuesday and Thursday at 10 o'clock. Shane's having a little problem getting into the studio today, so we'll persevere along till he shows up. Hey, don't forget to subscribe and ring the notification bell. Like us, leave a comment. YouTube and Facebook both like that. They move us up the screen a little bit, and there he is at last. finally found his way here. And we are brought to you by StreamYard. If you'd like to make a podcast like this, we use StreamYard to do it. It's real easy to do. There's a free version of it, and there's a link in the YouTube description below that will take care of that for you. And also, if you'd like to support the show monetarily, $3 a month, $36 a year will help offset the costs we do have in bringing these to you. And Shane is here. And Shane, we're going to talk about how bad is the world's debt today? How bad is that, would you say?
Well, it's pretty outrageous when you take into context, and that's the idea here, the context. Mm-hmm. So what we're talking about is credit debt that countries issue, bonds, treasury notes, bills, TIPS, they're called, under the Mistras Treaty of 99 in Europe. While euro shares the same currency, the individual countries can issue their own debt. That's why Greece went almost bankrupt. Iceland did go bankrupt. The island of Crete had problems because they had to be a member or maintain their membership in the EU. They have to have a debt ratio of at least 2.2 in their economy. Of course, none of the countries do, which we'll talk about briefly today. So the long and the short of it is when you take all this debt that all the countries, 197 countries of the world, $226 trillion, that's trillion dollars.
I'm really surprised it's that low. I would have thought it would be more than that. Doesn't sound like a lot when we're talking about $30 trillion in the U.S. alone. I mean,
that's right. Well, and then you break it down, though. I mean, of course, the most depraved is Japan. Yeah. You know, they have a population of 128 million, but they're debt to ratio is 235%.
Wow.
But this one you're gonna love. So it puts them up in that storied position of all time with the yen. They have 1.4 quadrillion yen of debt.
Wow.
Quadrillion. So we've moved from trillion, folks, to quadrillion. That's why today is such a great opportunity to talk about. No one in the financial media anywhere in the world has mentioned that the Chinese or the Japanese have a total of 1.4 quadrillion debt of yen. Yeah, it's 266% of their GDP. Wow. It's a staggering number when you look at it, really.
Before we go too far, I want to talk about American debt, and then we'll move on to the other countries.
Sure, of course.
I want to show you the numbers that that the media always shows us, and I'm going to read these for the benefit of the people who only listen to us on the audio portion of the show. But the numbers the media always shows you, $30,292,000,000,000 is our national debt at the moment. That breaks down to the debt per citizen of $91,042. That's every man, woman, and child in America, 320 million people. The debt per taxpayer, because there's not 300 million taxpayers, is 241,000. So those are the numbers that the media always gives you. And I want to show you the numbers the media never gives you. And that would be these. We have a $30 trillion debt, $91,000 per citizen, $241,000 per taxpayer. Yet look at the assets per citizen, $606,000. They could pay off, if every citizen turned their assets into cash, they could pay off their $241,000 and still have $300,000 left. And the average, the savings per family, $17,566. Now, I know a lot of people watching us don't have $17,566 in their savings. I don't, but that's the savings per family in the United States. So, you know, when we talk about the debt, when we talk about operating in the real world, now, debt is going to increase, Shane, because gas prices, inflation, that doesn't look like it's anything close to stopping. And particularly with this Russia-Ukraine thing, you know, the oil, I think this morning, 120, somewhere in that neighborhood. Mm-hmm. You know, it's getting, it's going to get tough moving into the summertime. So, but we can talk about some other countries as well. Now, you take it over because you got the numbers on all these other countries.
I think a couple other things need to be said. One of the biggest problems your country has, and of course, these are things that are funded by you know, selling debt or borrowing. You have, you know, unfunded liabilities of $165 trillion.
But we don't worry about, I don't worry about those.
I know, but their number, we're talking about national debts.
Okay.
So you know, unfunded meaning like for Medicare, you know, $34 trillion, you know, your government's claiming is needed to fund Medicare properly. And $22 trillion is needed to fund Social Security. So, as you point out, with $201 trillion in national debt, I mean, in national assets, it's no wonder your government officials, representatives, you know, want, you know, an inheritance tax, right? So they can pay the debt off. Anyway, okay, let's get back to some of the problem solvers in the world with national debt. One you'd be surprised by, I was, of course, South Korea. You know, their debt to ratio is 104%. And, you know, this is a staggering number because it does prevent countries from having money that they could spend on social programs or infrastructure programs, because it's interest that, you know, that they've got to pay on their debt. Another tall defender of debt is, of course, China. China, that's a communist country. They don't believe in debt. Oh, yes, they do. You know, they're at $27 trillion U.S. And, of course, you know, it exceeds 300% of their GDP. 300%. So, you know, it's when you listen to this and you realize that, oh, well, it's like the U.S., three central banks of China, the China Development Bank, Agricultural Development Bank of China, Exim Bank of China, you know, they control basically 90% of the debt, like Americans do. Americans hold basically 92% of your debt and in institutions, individuals, and banks. So Canada, we trudge along. Now, when Trudeau took over in 2015, our national debt was $600 billion. And so in 5 years, he's managed to take it to $1.2 trillion. So we're real happy because, you know, my share is $32,000.
You paid the debt off in 93, I believe. Somewhere in that neighborhood?
Yeah, with the GD, you know, with the tax that it was in brought in back in
They had a one-time tax deal to pay it off.
Yeah, Mulroney did it, and it was because the debt was at $1.8 trillion and climbing. So they did a general service tax GST. It was 6% for 5 years, and then it dropped to $1.5 trillion, and then they dropped it to 5%, and then 4%, and then 5% again, back up to 5%. But so in about 15 years, it had been cut in half, or more than half, to $600 billion. But he spent $600 billion in 5 years, and everyone literally wants to know where did the $600 billion go? You know, like, where is it?
Where's our $30 trillion is what I want to know.
Well, where the hell is that? That's, yeah, you try and go find this, like,
yeah.
It's a great conversation, because governments have a way of not wanting to create inflation by printing money. Everyone says they're printing money. Well, not most of this debt we're talking about isn't printed.
Yeah.
Okay. They're bonds, as I said, or T-bills, or they're money that's been directly deposited virtually from the Treasury to the Federal Reserve in the United States, as an example, and then to departments of the government directly, who have then sent it to states, who have sent it to locales, who have, you know, put it in their bank accounts and just sent out checks. So there's no real currency ever issued, just the debt. So it's a virtual debt.
Yeah. Well, that's exactly right. One thing I wanted to quickly point out, Shane, we were talking about debt to GDP ratio. In 1960, the U.S. was 53%. Then in 1980, 34%, 2000, 59%. Now it's 125.63% of debt to income ratio, or GDP ratio, I should say. So, and the other thing I wanted to mention too, I'm not too concerned about unfunded liabilities, because I have unfunded liabilities. I'm going to have a phone bill. I'm going to have an electric bill. Those are unfunded at the moment, but each month, you know, the money comes in and we pay those bills. So it's kind of the same thing with the government. You can, you know, how far out do you want to go? I have a phone bill for the next 20 years. So, okay. So how much is that? You know, that's a lot.
Right.
So,
yeah. And the U.S. Treasury sells forms of debt that from anywhere from 30 days to 30 years. Mm-hmm. But as we've been pointing out since May, it's not that your country can't pay the interest on all the debt they owe, but they can't find people now to buy their debt to fund your country. And that's the problem. So March 2nd this week, which was Wednesday, right? Yesterday.
Yeah.
119-day bill. They issued the Treasury, U.S. Treasury Department offered $35 billion in 119-day bills, and $5 million were taken up. $5 million.
What's the interest rate? What's the interest on that? Do you know what the rate is on that?
Well, the rate on this is 1.8.
Well, that's still pretty good, you know.
But no one's buying it.
Yeah,
and that's why you're hearing this talk about the Federal Reserve raising interest rates or bank rates. Because if bank rates go up, the price of bonds go down. Mm-hmm. People are all flooding to them. They're flooding to off market ones that are off market. In other words, trading in the market, not in new issue.
Yeah.
And selling stocks, which we've been talking about for the last several weeks, because of what's going on in the stock market, and people are chicken. Mm-hmm. And they want, you know, chickens want to go where it's safe. So the yesterday they issued a 56 day bill.
Why not a 60 day bill? Why 56?
Well, they offer different types. You know, this one's 56 days.
Who sits around and thinks this crap up anyway?
So there's $35 billion they offered, and a whopping you'll be happy to hear about this. $14 billion of it was taken. So 14
was
less
taken.
Than half.
Huh? Yeah.
And you know, the yield on that was already 0.005%.
Yeah.
So you know, this is one of the reasons you gotta offer more. You know,
well, our 10%, I think this morning was 1.83 or 4, something
like that.
Well, that's
market price. That's not what the Treasury issues of that.
Mm-hmm.
So they also offered a 28-day bill yesterday, and that was the offering amount was $45 billion. And so you'll be happy to hear that the threshold on that was $15 billion taken down. So we're a little bit got a problem, and the interest rate on that was also 0.005. So you can buy it in the market cheaper, because bank rates are threatening to raise, so the price of bonds are going down, and you can buy it, you know, because people are buying these at a dollar, right? And you know, the bond price in the market's dropping to 97.98 cents, and then the interest rate's going up because of what the Fed's talking about.
Yeah. We should point out too, Shane, that there's three things the government, it's called mandatory, but yeah, I don't know. It's kind of iffy if it's mandatory or not. But anyway, they got to pay Medicare and Medicaid. They got to pay Social Security, and they got to pay the interest on the debt. And currently, the interest on the debt right now is $426 billion. Now, to put that in perspective, Biden just asked for $10 billion for Ukraine. So,
exactly.
You know, yeah. So, this is a pretty small amount. You know, it's 10 miles of highway and a couple of bridges, as I usually point out, at $426 billion. You know, it's not a drop in the bucket, but it's certainly affordable. As long as we can service the debt, just like in our own households, if you can service the debt in your own household, you're mm-hmm. fine. You know, but
you know, it's disconcerting because mm-hmm. Biden did his first State of the Union address to an empty house, you know, because of COVID. So you know, no one was wearing a mask, but apparently not all of them could be invited.
Yeah.
Having said that, you know, he went on for almost 2 hours mm-hmm. an hour and 48 minutes, whatever it was. It was a Trump speech, the whole thing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There wasn't a single thing on in his State of the Union address about what he says he's going to do or has done, like, you know, 6.2 million new jobs were created. No, they weren't.
Yeah.
People went back to work. You can't call somebody going back to work a new job that was mm-hmm. lost last year because of, you know, 19 yeah. or 20 and 21 and so forth. And, you know, he didn't provide any solutions. He just did talk about, you know, certain problems.
Yeah.
You know, but the body of his speech was basically, you know, the things that he's doing and let's protect the vets. And it was a Trump speech.
Yeah. We're going to talk about that in detail on our Saturday radio show. You know, we don't want to deviate from our topic here too much. But
I'm just saying he didn't bring up the debt and he didn't bring up the need raise money for the that's why.
But he did bring up a lot of spending, you know, which is the issue we're going to talk about his speech in great detail on our Saturday radio show. And if you look on the crawl, you can listen to that anywhere in the world you happen to be. And go to KMMSAM.com and click listen now. No sign up, no email, no personal information needed. You just go over there and listen. And you can call us, you can text us with your questions or comments, and we'll be happy to respond to those. He didn't mention, I haven't heard anybody run on the debt, Shane. I haven't heard any politician get up there and said, we've got to do something other than Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, you know, but they're the only ones.
Of course, the reason for that is because they lied. Mm-hmm. They've lied to the American people for 20 years, you know, kept saying that China owns you.
Yeah.
Well, on that premise of that, this is a throwback. 2019, China had $1.3 trillion in your debt in December of 2019. Remember, folks, 2019, a month before COVID got spread from China to the rest of the year. So they knew something was coming. So guess what they did? They sold $300 billion in debt. So they have $1.08 trillion in debt of yours, and now it's Japan that's got almost $1.3 trillion. So on that basis, Japan owns the U.S.
Yeah,
which of course isn't true because the total amount held of your debt by foreign countries is $7.8 trillion. So, this is why they don't want to talk about the debt because exactly what we're talking about, and it's very dangerous. Because countries beholding to major countries like China or not Russia. Russia's a nomer in this game, but China or the U.S. Find themselves, you know, locked in. And as we said, six countries literally use the U.S. currency for their, you know, their national currency. Mm-hmm. And 68 allowed the U.S. currency in their country to be traded. And most people want to hold American money as opposed to any other money. And, you know, in the last couple of days, just another example of debt, the euro has now dropped to 110 to the U.S. dollar. I mean, the Canadian dollar is at 127. The pound sterling's at 133. Japan's at 115. And here's the euro at 110. So it just seems, you know, that big back green bill just keeps getting stronger and stronger. Wow. I guess the only place to play.
Okay. Sandy says, off topic, I've been trying to go to KMMS to listen. It sends me to another station, says KMMS is no longer available. Anyone else experienced this? Well, we haven't certainly experienced it. I don't know what's going on with that, but it should be on the air. I hope it is.
Yeah, anyway. I hope we're not talking into infinity, right?
Sitting around there, the needles are bumping up and down, and we're talking about nothing or talking to no one. So, I'll have to check into that and see. You can get it on your smartphone. You can go to AM 1450 KMMS on your smartphone and see if you can pull it up that way as well. So that may be a possibility. So thanks, Sandy, for letting us know that. And we will check into it and see what's going on with that. So, yeah, it's KMMSAM.com. Don't forget the AM. So, yeah. I mean, there's other KMMSs out there, I think, around the country, and there's plenty of 1450s. So you got to get AM 1450 KMMS on your smartphone. So hopefully that'll clear that up, I guess. So, you know, in one of the countries that's always been, Greece has always been in the forefront when it comes to debt, when it talks to corruption. They cook the books to get into the EU. A lot of people think they weren't honest in their revelation of what actual monies they had, what their debt was, and everything else. And they were, and Portugal's another one, I think, that's always been kind of iffy.
Well, that's right. And there are 28 members to the EU. Now think about this, 50 states in the US. Yeah. So Europe as a continent, 28 countries, that's a pretty good block, a trading block. But that hasn't worked out well. They find themselves having to do separate agreements with the United States or even states in the United States. They don't really negotiate well, with exception of national or international agreements like NATO or CETO, you know, Southeast Asia Treaty Organization and, you know, North Atlantic Treaty Organization. And of course, they're only represented by one person at the G20 or G10. So it's a bit of a ruckus in Europe right now. And, you know, the euro was always held out to be the great win. You know, it would make trading fairer and a benefit, but that hasn't happened. Neither, and free trade meaning free movement amongst the countries, and so there's not really been a great growth to the EU because of what they've done. And it presents a lot of problems because they individually issue debt, and that's not a good thing.
Yeah, well, that's true. Well, the other thing too, we talked about Venezuela. They're at 214% of GDP to debt, and they're second rate behind Japan. Yeah, their rate of inflation is pretty much off the charts. Has been for forever. Let's see. They are now at, if I can read this, it's. They're about, 2,900%, something like that of inflation. It's almost too silly to even talk about. It's so high.
That's right. The ruble, you know, as an example of what we're talking about in the last week since they started this invasion, has gone to, you know, 105, to the U.S., but in reverse, meaning like 105 rubles, you know, to like $1, like really, it's bad.
Yeah.
And they've had to increase their bank rate by to 20%. They've doubled it, and the least bond rate on their debt is 12, but they don't have much, national debt, about 215, but there's only 124 million of the Ruskies running around. Mm-hmm. And the big turn in the last couple of days is now the oligarchs we talked about. You know, there's not an 11-man Politburo in Russia. There's 120 oligarchs plus Putin.
Yeah.
And now they're all starting to come out and saying no. Word is that they're moving all their big yachts to the Maldives in the Indian Ocean.
Getting out of Dodge.
Getting out of Dodge so the U.S. can't grab it, or Biden or Putin can't grab them. So, this is going to become even more of a disparaging situation with national debt over the next 2 or 3 months. And we'll have an impact on the overall global economy.
Yeah. Well, also heard this morning, one of the oligarchs is selling their soccer team to give the money to the Ukraine, or should I say the Iranians, whatever. So the
Ukrainians.
Yeah.
Yeah. He owns the Chelsea team and $2.1 billion. He'll probably take a loss on it to get rid of it, but they don't care. I mean, they're all worth anywhere from 3, 4, 5 to $40 billion.
Yeah, some people think that Putin may be 200, 250 billion, somewhere in there. So I don't know. It's you get to these numbers, and boy, I don't know. It's pretty hard to wrap your head around some of these. Some of these things you hear.
But hey, listen. The difference though is, they have this kind of money in hand. It's not like Bezos is worth $270 billion, but it's all in stock.
Yeah,
I mean, what the Russian oligarchs own is either cash worthy or in cash. Like they literally have billions of dollars. So that's why this market play, I think, is coming out of Russia and going to U.S. dollars or selling U.S. stocks or Bitcoin to get the cash. You know, because they've had it in, open assets, as I would call them.
Yeah.
And now they want to go to cash because, of course, of what's happening. And rightfully so. I mean, if I had given that situation and I'd gotten it for nothing, I wouldn't want to lose it for nothing.
Well, that's certainly true. Yeah. The markets are, they've been on a roller coaster ride all week, as you know, of course. So,
I anticipate it to worse. So we'll talk about it on Saturday.
We always cover that. But they're down about 112 so far. The Dow 30 is
today. Yeah.
So it's kind of bad. So
sir.
Yeah. All right. I think that's going to wrap it up for Shane. We kind of beat this to death, I guess.
we haven't beat it to death, but we've given everybody all the real information that they're not getting anywhere else.
That's true. Yeah, that's our job here, and that's what we have. That of course is what we want to do, is make sure that folks, that's why I put up the numbers earlier. That the numbers, they don't tell you.
They don't lie, baby.
Numbers don't lie, people do, as we always say, right?
That's our motto on our podcast, baby.
All right, man. All right. Hey, don't forget, we'll be on Saturday, 8 to 11 Mountain Time. You can listen live at KMMSAM.com. Don't forget the AM, KMMSAM.com. Click listen now, and you should be able to get us, I hope. If not, 522 talk is the number, 406 area code. Call in and let us know if we're not on the air, because we certainly want to be on there, and we'd like to know. Also, of course, you don't want to forget to subscribe, like us, and leave a comment, because YouTube likes that if you leave a comment, and that puts us up a little higher in the search ranking, which we need. So we're always happy to do that. So. All right, that's going to do it for us. Thanks for watching. Don't forget to subscribe, ring the notification bell, like us, leave a comment, and we will talk to you on the radio Saturday, 8 to 11 Mountain Time, KMMSAM.com. That's going to wrap it up for us. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you on our next podcast, which will be next Tuesday.